织代表发言。在津巴布韦六月以来，有160多人被捕，包括民选官员、反对派成员。此外呢，他们受到了酷刑和其他虐待。65个国家，声音质量非常糟糕，无法翻译。
The recent arbitrary arrests, detentions, and persecution of hundreds of peaceful protesters, including young activists, in Ghana, Kenya, and Nigeria, and call for their release. In Cambodia, restricted laws continue to be used to criminalize activists, suppress civil society, and restrict protests.The unlawful detention and persecution of journalist Mekdara is emblematic of the rapidly shrinking civil space. We also call for accountability for the activists who are arbitrarily imprisoned and ill-treated for their participation in the recent protests in Bangladesh and Indonesia. In Honduras, killings of HRDs remain a serious concern. Since 2023, at least 4 defenders linked to the Guapino River struggle have been killed. We remain concerned about the criminalization of defenders, particularly with usurpation charges, which have led to intensified evictions and legal action.In Venezuela, over 2,000 people, including protesters and activists, remain arbitrarily detained with no chance of receiving adequate legal representation for alleged crimes, including at least 100 teenagers. While welcoming technical assistance in the field of human rights, particularly in the areas of law enforcement, penitentiary system, security and justice, we underscore the responsibility to protect human rights primarily lies with states. And we urge states to take tangible, consistent measures to protect and promote civic space.
Thank you.
谢谢。